Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And I'm going to go a little bit metaphor crazy in this one. And I just want to remind you that a metaphor is helpful if it helps you to see something that was previously obscured to you. But if you take a metaphor too far, it falls apart. So none of these metaphors are perfect, and they won't stand up to really pushing them to the edge. But I have found each of these metaphors quite helpful in my own quest, I'll call it, to take responsibility for my state of mind. Now, what do I mean by taking responsibility for my state of mind? Well, what I mean by that has changed over the years. So I figured out pretty early on, because my states of mind were pretty harsh and pretty low, that I couldn't carry on as I was. And where I went with it is I went into a paradigm of control. So I went into anything that I could learn psychologically, from cognitive behavioral therapy to neuro-linguistic programming to the Silva mind control, any technique that I could find that I thought would give me control over my states of mind, I was all in. Now, at the same time, unbeknownst to me, my brother was dealing with his own stuff. And we both connected at a point where we both found a level of peace with where we were at. This was, must have been 20 plus, 25, it could have even been 30 years ago now. And I remember explaining to my brother about all I'd learned about how you can control your states of mind, and you can use your physiology and use the submodalities of your visual, auditory, and kinesthetic system in order to create certain feelings. And this was funny to me because I'd always thought of him as the one who really was the intellectual of the two of us. But he was like, you know, it looks to me like states of mind are a lot like weather. They just change, and there's not a lot you can do about them, and there's not a lot you need to do about them. And I remember at the time being so smug and superior and going, oh, gosh, how simplistic. If only he knew. And I look back now and Dave, my bad. Because, boy, was his metaphor better than mine. So in my metaphor, you know, feelings were things that you could control and master. And in his, they were just like weather. Present, variable, but not problematic. And since that time, there've been a few other metaphors that I've found have been much more helpful to the way I experience life and the way I experience my states of mind than anything I ever did to control my state of mind was. And one is radioactivity. And I just actually heard this was the most recent one that I heard. I heard it from a psychiatrist named Dr. Bill Pettit, who I've known and admired for a number of years. And he talked about feelings of stress and pressure as being a sort of a Geiger counter for radioactivity in the body. And so when you start to feel stress and pressure, it's like the Geiger counter beginning to pick up. There's something toxic going on in the body. There's something toxic going on in the mind. There's something toxic going on in our thinking. And the earlier the Geiger counter goes off, the earlier you notice the Geiger counter, the sooner you can kind of step away from that thinking that's bringing those feelings of pressure and stress with it. Because if we knew it was radioactivity and we knew those feelings were like a Geiger counter, well, then we'd want that Geiger counter highly tuned. We'd want to feel the stress very early so that we didn't have to spend any more time than we had to in a room filled with radioactivity, in a body filled with toxic thought and feeling. Now, that was my experience. When I started learning the inside-out understanding and seeing for myself that we live in the feeling of thought, not the feeling of circumstances, my stress capacity dropped through the floor. I thought it was having the exact opposite effect of what I'd hoped. I was becoming more sensitive to stress. I was less able to handle feeling stressed. And what I didn't see at that time was that's a good thing, because it means I don't sit in it for as long. So it doesn't have cumulative toxicity to my well-being. Now, another metaphor I've heard Bill use for those kind of feelings of contraction and tension and discomfort are love letters from God. They're reminders that, ooh, you've gone away from home. Come back. Come back. We miss you. The prodigal son. And with each metaphor, as you hear it, just try it on. Don't overanalyze it. Don't figure out, well, if it's radioactivity, then what's the source of the radioactivity and how much can I tell? It's a metaphor. Well, a love letter from God. I mean, is there a God? It's a metaphor. Here's another metaphor. This is one that I first heard from a teacher named Judith Sedgman. And she was talking about how uncomfortable feelings, contraction, are when we really get caught up in a low mood. It's like the flu. It might linger for a while, but when the fever breaks, we'll be okay. And we know when we're infected with the flu not to go sneeze our bad feeling over everybody else. It's just, it's unkind and it's a bad idea. We know we'll get through it. We know we'll come out the other side. And we know not to dump it on the people we care about most. But maybe my favorite metaphor for the thought-feeling system, for our sort of inner alert that we've gone away from home, that we're caught up in thought, that we're in a low mood, is a hangover. If we didn't know what a hangover was, we would think we were dying every time we had one. Now, maybe you haven't had a hangover, but it's not nice. It's a really, really, usually really bad headache. Noise is just noisome. It's just a horrible feeling. And you do. You feel like you're going to die and you're never going to do anything again. But if you know what it is, you don't really worry about it. You might take a couple aspirin. You might take a morning off. You might drink some tomato juice. But you don't panic. And in the same way, if we understand that our low moods, they're like the weather. They come and they go. And if we spend too much time thinking, just like if we spend too much time drinking, at some point we might wake up with a bit of a hangover. But it's okay if we take a break from drinking, if we take a break from our thinking, we'll be fine. We always were fine. We just got a little radioactive. We just caught the flu. We just had a hangover. We just got caught in a storm. But it's okay. Even if you get wet, you'll dry out again. Because dry is our nature. Well-being is our nature. Expansive aliveness is our nature. Have fun. Learn heaps. Happy exploring. And I'll talk with you soon.